Please welcome Glenn.
Hello, everybody. Well, anyway, my dad always had this saying, words will not hurt you. Words won't hurt you. So if they use words against you, hurt them. So my dad taught me how to fight. And so people were always teasing me because I was a runt. I was a little scrappy guy. I didn't have good clothes. I mean, we're poor. And my shoes always had holes in the bottom. I used to put cardboard in them, so everybody picked on me. But it was very simple. I let them pick on me for a while, then I beat them up. End up picking on. No problem. And I thought I had a good, you know, good plan. And I thought, oh, well, words don't bother me at all. So it was my first day of high school, and I was really elated because I was going to high school with my two friends, Tim and Tom, who had gone to a different junior high school. So I was really elated that we're finally together. So as we're stopping to pick up the last person, this girl gets on the bus, and all of a sudden, I thought, oh my God, she's just gorgeous. She had this bright red hair. She was ruddy with freckles. And the most beautiful part about her was her huge, huge nose. Because when she turned sideways, she had a sloping chin, sloping forehead, and this huge nose. So her whole face came to a point. And I thought that was the most beautiful profile I had ever seen. And so I turned to Tommy and I said, who is that girl? And Tommy says, oh, you mean Eagle Beak? I thought, Eagle Beak? Okay. So anyways, we got to school. We had homeroom together. I found out her name was Linda. So after we were going to our first period class, I stopped and I said, hey, Linda. And she turned around and looked at me and I said, my name's Glenn. And she said, okay, why are you introducing yourself? I heard roll call. And I said, I understand, but you know, we're on the bus together, and I just wanted to let you know that, you know, we could be friends. And that was kind of a weird thing for me to say. I don't know why I said that other than I thought she was gorgeous. Anyway, for lunch, I ran over there and sat down next to her, and we had this wonderful conversation. And what I found about Linda was she was extremely intelligent. She was witty. She had funny stories, and I just loved talking to this girl. So the second day, lunchtime, I ran over there to Linda, and we had this wonderful conversation. I noticed, I think she was kind of moving out of her comfort zone because she kind of blushed once in a while. But I just loved that girl. I just loved her imagination. So on the third day, she looks at me as we're parting, and she says, Glenn, what size shoes do you wear? And I said, well, 8.5. Why? She said, I was just wondering. And then she took off. So the next day, I noticed that she was on the bus, and she had a little paper sack. So I didn't think anything of it. I just thought, oh, she brought something extra to school, whatever. So what happened was, during lunch, she handed me the paper sack, and I opened it up, and it was a brand new pair of Keds tennis shoes. And I was amazed. Nobody had ever done that for me, and I thought, this girl is special. The only problem with Linda were my two friends. They kept on picking on her all the time on the bus. They called her, you know, Eagle Beak, Parrot Face, whatever. And the thing with Linda, which I was really impressed with, she had the wit to sort of turn that around against them. And so I loved that because she made my friends look like fools. And so I didn't have to say anything. I figured she could protect herself, no big D, right? Even the bus driver was smiling occasionally. So my friends, because they weren't getting anywhere, they decided to become nastier and nastier about it. And even the bus driver told us one day as we were getting off at the last stop, he said, hey, you guys need to calm it down. So this continued. I was still friends with Linda. I would see her during lunch. We never talked about the fact that she was being abused by my two friends, but it was really irritating me, but I didn't know what to do about it because these are my friends. So one day, I was having lunch with Linda. I noticed she just wasn't herself. And I said, Linda, what's wrong? She said, oh, I don't know. I'm feeling kind of down. And so I said, well, can I help you? And she said, I don't know if you can. I just really feel down right now. And so I kind of felt bad for her all day, you know, because I really liked her a lot. We got on the bus. My friends went at her. And she didn't reply. She didn't fight back. And I was thinking, what the hell is going on? You know, why isn't she, you know, striking back at these guys? And I started to see that she was getting emotional. And she started to get some tears in her eyes. And I thought, what the hell? And then I thought, oh, my God, wait a minute. Wait a minute. And I remembered when I was in third and fourth grade, a bunch of kids started calling me pug nose and calling me flat nose. And then I thought, That's what it's all about. I'd forgotten the pain that I felt because I beat him up and they stopped calling me that. It was simple. But she was not going to beat up Tim or Tommy. No, she was going to fight them back with words. But the words weren't coming out of her mouth. And so they just had a field day and they caused the waterworks to show up. And so finally I said, hey, you guys, stop it. Stop it. She's upset. And Timmy and Tommy just said, you know, heck with you. Screw you. Shut up, Glenn. And they continued at her. And pretty soon she was full blown crying. When she got to her bus stop, she ran off the bus. And at that moment, I had a choice. And I was thinking, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? Because I really like Linda. And then I thought, you know what? Screw them. I'm getting off the bus. I'm going to go apologize for my friends. And so I jumped up and I ran off the bus and the bus driver looked at me and said, you can't get off here. I'm going to report you. And I said, report me. I'm done. So I chased after Linda and I grabbed her by the shoulder and I turned her around and I just put my arms around her and she started sobbing into my shoulder and then she just pushed me away. She said, Glenn, what the hell are you doing? And I said, Linda, I'm trying to apologize. And she said, apologize for making my life hell for the past couple weeks? Apologize for that? How can you apologize? There's no apology in the world. She said, your friends are assholes. I said, I agree with you, but I understand how you feel because people used to pick on me about my nose all the time. I love your nose. And Linda looked at me and she said, that's bullshit. How can you love a nose? And I said, I don't know. It's a real nose. I mean, you don't have to go crossways, cross-eyed to see your nose. You don't have to go like this to see your nose. You can see it. It's right in front of you. I mean, it's perfect. I would trade my nose for your nose in a heartbeat. In fact, when I was a kid, I used to take clothespins and put them on my nose to try to make it pointed. And at that point, she started laughing. And then she says, Glenn, did you really put clothespins on your nose? I said, yes, I did. She says, oh, my God. And we just cracked up there. We laughed for a few moments. And then she said, okay, how are you getting home? And I said, I'm walking. She said, how many miles? I said, 5 miles. She said, oh, no, you're coming home with me. So she took me home, milk, fresh baked cookies, woo, score. And then her mom came in, and her mom was like, honey, you know about bringing guests over. Your parents are supposed to be home. You know that. And Linda said the funniest thing I've ever heard in my entire life. She jumped up, and she said, but Mom, this is Glenn, and he is a benevolent knight. And he saved me from 2 fire-breathing dragons. Roar! But in the process, his faithful steed ran away and he needs a ride home. And her mom looked at me and looked at her daughter and says, okay, would you like to stay for dinner? No problem. Oh, real food. Let me tell you, my dad was great with cooking, but it was usually possum, rattlesnake, squirrel, occasional roadkill deer, whatever we could get because we didn't have any money. We couldn't buy meat, but he figured it out. So yay for my dad. So I had a wonderful dinner. She came over and she said, okay, Glenn, let's go. She said, where do you live? And then I said, well, I live on Bernardo Avenue, but you can drop me off on Evelyn and I'll cross the tracks. And she says, oh, so you're the boy from the wrong side of the tracks. And I said, no, I'm kind of harmless. And she said, I can see that you are. She said, by the way, nice shoes. So the next day, she took me home. The next day, I went out to the bus stop, and I decided, okay, that's it. We're done. And Tommy was like, why did you get off the bus with Eagle Beak? And I said, you are not going to call her that ever again. And then Tommy said, oh, yeah? Well, who's going to stop me? I said, I'm going to stop you. He said, what are you going to do about it? I said, I'm going to pound you if you call her Eagle Beak ever again. Or parrot face. You're not going to pick on Linda ever again. And silence reigned. We got on the bus, went to school. I sat down with Linda on the bus. Oh, by the way, I looked at Tommy and Tim as I did so. And then I walked her to homeroom. And as we were leaving, Linda said, thank you, my white knight. And I said, you're very welcome, my princess. And then we parted. She gave me a little hug and a kiss on the cheek. That was kind of nice. And then we parted, and as I'm walking to my first class, my thoughts were, whoa, words can hurt you. Words can kill you. Words can harm you. But then I thought, words can actually heal you.